The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
All right, if you would, please follow me on Twitter. It's at Doc Thompson Show. That way we can communicate, and you can also follow the hashtag What I Learned Today. I'm going to be filling in the Glenn Beck program today through the end of the week, too, so you can communicate with us there. Also, follow... What is your Twitter handle? I can't remember. I was going to say it's not The Blaze. Is it just Brandon Morris?
It's at The Brandon Morris.
Okay, at The Brandon. I knew there was a The, but I'm like, it's not The Blaze Brandon, which is like everybody else around here. At The
Brandon Morse, M-O-R-S-E, like Morse code.
And he'll be joining me today for part of the Glenn Beck program as well. Hashtag What I Learned Today. Lots of good ones coming in.
What I Learned Today. 54% media mafia will never tell. Sorry, American Mom tweeted, media mafia will never tell you this. 54% approval, make America great again.
Okay. That 54% make America great?
Yeah. Are you just reading the first ones? Or are you not prepared for this segment?
Well, no, he doesn't
you're not prepared for this segment because I see you. Because and all you're doing is reading
the first one that comes up. Because
yeah, and by the way, it's because we're trending, and you're reading all the other ones that are not from our audience.
But you know what? A little heads up would be helpful as well.
How hard is that?
We've been working ready for Doc for 6 months here, and we know that he just throws at us.
Not always. Wow. Sometimes he'll say, hey.
Steve Sexton tweeting, of course Stephen Miller writes satire. He's the Joker.
Oh, he
possibly
is the Joker.
A smoker, a toker.
And you know Stephen,
midnight toker.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know him personally, but I've been following him on Twitter for eons now. Mm. And he has gone through so many different like adventures on his Twitter. I have to call them adventures. Like the one time that he completely convinced an entire convention of leftists that he was one of them, but he was satirizing them the entire time, just making them look like idiots. Conservatives were actually getting mad at him because they thought he had turned turncoat. That's how good he is.
Yeah, oh, he's brilliant. And he trolls, high-level trolling, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is masterful. He needs to have an award for it at some point.
I think I stumbled across him. Somebody must have retweeted his stuff, and then I finally started following him. But but he's good on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Here, Kyle, I got one for you. The Mr. Turtle tweeting out What I Learned Tonight. Not so much. It's 7:30, and I've only had one cup of coffee. Ask me later.
What I Learned Today?
What I
that sounds
today.
Like somebody that may not be our audience, like somebody
Are
else
you
that's
sure?
stunning about it. But Cal will read all that. It's okay.
So I can yell that.
Celebrity Chef Patrick.
Nope, that's the wrong one. There you go.
We interrupt Doc Thompson in the Morning Blaze to bring you this important Shia LaBeouf date.
Okay, apparently we have an update. He's still in the woods, right?
He's still in the woods.
That's just hanging out, and there's no camera in there.
There's a camera in there so we can see him.
Okay.
And the other two. But there's nothing that he could see out.
Okay, and if you want to talk to them or see them, you have to go to a museum.
To the museum and talk to them.
In Sweden or something.
In Sweden, and then he'll respond back via the computer.
Okay, so they're still there, him and his buddies in the different cabins in the woods.
Yeah, they're meditating.
They're meditating.
Apparently, he's now been hit with a $5 million lawsuit, so he's going to get some surprises when he gets out of the cabin. The $5 million lawsuit is something we talked about in the past where he called the bartender the effing racist yeah. B-word.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the whole breakdown mm-hmm. there and then ran out of the bowling mm-hmm. alley? Mm-hmm. That was just craziness.
Yeah.
So somebody filmed this scene, the situation where Shia was in a bowling alley and there's like a bar and maybe a little snack bar or something there too. And he starts going off on the guy, but there's no backstory to why he called the guy the effing racist.
I have the backstory because it's here in the lawsuit. The backstory is that the bartender confirmed that he refused to serve LaBeouf and reaching for the bottle, for the Grey Goose bottle vodka.
Right.
LaBeouf referred to the video, and then that's when you pick up on the video.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no backstory of what his charge of racism was.
Oh, no, not just that. It's just LaBeouf wanted a Grey Goose vodka, and then he
right,
said,
so,
no.
And he wouldn't serve him, so yeah. the bartender's racist now.
Right,
because that's he wouldn't serve Shabaya?
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. That's what I don't get. So it really is just a go-to
yeah.
defensive...
Racist against
take
what?
Somebody down.
Douchey white guys?
Exactly.
That's you're just racist against me, the douchey white guy with a
really weird name.
Is that French? Is that what that is?
French name?
It sounds like a beef.
Yeah, it's le beef.
Have a LaBeouf, please. Beef.
It's French for the beef, right?
What happened? I mean, he's full-fledged crazy now. This is not just progressive, right?
Yeah. And we're talking about his off the air.
I mean, like, it took one Transformer movie to ruin Shia LaBeouf.
Because he was great on Disney. Even
Stevens was his star. Holes was a great movie.
Yep.
You know?
And then he took that first role in Transformers.
Yeah. I think Michael Bay ruins you. Like, he ruins movies. I mean, well, except for 13 Hours. That was good. But still, you know, name one actor besides...
Exactly.
Okay, never mind.
<it is>. So,
besides, I guess there is none. Okay, but I feel like it's, if they were being truthful, it would be like transgenders or gays. What do they always say? I've known I was always different.
Yeah.
I think they always known that they're a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shia is I knew it. It's my earliest memory is 3 or 4 that I was just a douche.
I felt the douchiness.
But I didn't come out until I did my first blockbuster.
That's right.
I mean, I mean,
there
or
were
does
clues.
It,
there
or
were clues, you know?
Is it environmental? I want to know, is it born or bred?
Yeah, no. What was the first crazy thing you ever did? He showed up to the red carpet one day
wearing like a bag on his head.
Right? Says, I'm not famous anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do we know what sparked that? Maybe that was what started.
I think, like,
it?
He.
That was into his craziness,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had been,
that's the first time I heard
been,
it.
No, he's been in multiple, fist fights out on the streets.
Because it all started with the plagiarism. He got charged with plagiarism.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm a big Shia LaBeouf craziness fan. So he started with the plagiarism. So I've been tracking it.
He's our Shia LaBeouf monitor. Yeah. Somebody has to do it.
If you go to my office, I got, like, red pins.
He's got
sightings.
Yeah, track everything.
He's got the strings one pin to another. It's a
connecting
them
all.
It started off with the plagiarism. Then he went to this crazy thing and started doing independent films.
Yeah.
Where he did that soft porn. Where this guy called full porn.
He did
this artsy indie film where he like had sex on
like
film.
I'm talking about like full
okay
film.
What's the difference then between softcore and artsy
like
indie
porn
film
where like porn will, you know, it's like gets close up of everything.
Yeah, but that's
this
like softcore
just,
then
it's
this
softcore,
was just
yeah.
I guess it's softcore yeah.
yeah
this was just
so there really is no the only difference is like
I don't
how
think
successful
even,
you
by
are
the, way, the only difference is not my your pizza is here. I got some loud nose complaints.
That's how they all started knocking on the door.
Got a clogged
the
toilet.
Unexpected. So the difference is if you're rich or famous, then it's independent
artsy.
Film.
Because
artsy
also the guy from Harry Potter, he did it too, but he did it in theater. He had full-blown sex in theater.
But he came out the other side looking good, though.
He came...
He didn't have sex. That show, Equine, was about a guy obsessed with a horse.
Yeah.
And he had sex with a horse.
Who's that?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Did like a Broadway show about a man obsessed with a horse.
That was Broadway?
Yeah.
Was it a musical?
I don't know if it was a musical.
I can't do musicals. Horse is a horse.
Sarah Jessica Parker was in that with him, right? Hey-o! Guess what part she did? What's that? Three
I love
times?
You too. I love you.
Matthew Broderick at the theater across the street. She's there. So the difference between eccentric and crazy is rich, right?
Yeah. So
the difference between artsy and softcore let's
give Shia a break here, though, because what 4chan did to him would have driven anyone crazy. It was almost like a Warner Brothers cartoon where he would like...
It was so good, though.
It was superb. It was superb. To those of you who don't know, Shia LaBeouf had the whole He Will Not Divide Us.
Mm-hmm. He Will Not Divide Us.
Yeah, project where like people were coming.
He Will Not Divide Us. He Will Not Divide Us.
But like... Yeah, that's way, he divided us. Like idiots. Yeah, he totally divided us.
He did.
News update. We're divided.
But they had to shut it down.
He divided us.
So then, like, what? He brought another camera out somewhere in the middle.
We put a flag somewhere. Like a flag.
Yeah. Well, it started. The camera got moved multiple times. Yeah. It went from Brooklyn or Manhattan to Albuquerque to the middle of nowhere, Tennessee.
Yep.
And then the flag to Liverpool. Yeah.
The flag is my favorite because 4chan literally used the movement of the stars.
Right. The stars, birds, and chemtrails.
I know. Yep. How great is that?
I know. And then you know what the final step of it was, how they found it?
What?
They had pinpointed the first one to the middle of nowhere, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And they used those three things. And they're like, we know it's within like this city area. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but how do we find it from here? There's no distinguishing it. So they literally had somebody drive around honking their horn for a couple of hours until somebody heard it and said, you're there.
You're there.
You're
close.
The live there screen. It is. And they pinpointed it by that.
See, that is amazing.
Who would have thought of that?
Yeah, no. I know.
Because they're going, we got to get audio. Well, drive around just honking your horn.
Our government tracks terrorists to the best of their ability.
And it takes them years.
But they do not have the same deductive powers of 4chan.
I know, really.
It's amazing.
Hire 4chan, damn it.
Hire 4chan to find our terrorists.
It took how many years to find bin Laden?
Right, exactly, right.
10 years?
4chan would have had him in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
20 minutes.
Nothing to brag about.
That's it.
Okay.
All right, they're like, we've tracked hookah sales and robe sales.
And goats.
And we know he's within this 2-mile radius.
What we're going to need you to do is ring a goat bell around the complex until we hear you.
Quick break, back with more on this, The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Okay, you guys don't understand the 4chan?
No, I'm not understanding 4chan. We're just talking about...
You guys are so out of touch.
Wait, is this...
So,
no, because you're going to be like... You're going to be all like, I know what I'm doing, blah, blah.
Don't even try.
If we can't figure
it
out...
If we don't get it, there's no way you're going to get it.
Maybe it's for those of us that are a little smarter.
No. Not smarter.
And are you saying that you're smarter?
I'm just saying.
You can barely figure out your phone.
I just asked. You guys don't understand 4chan?
I understand 4chan. I don't 4chan understand is. The whole Reddit world.
4chan is connected to Reddit, if I'm not mistaken.
You guys don't understand Reddit?
No, we know what... Listen, don't even try.
Don't.
We know what Reddit... Everybody knows what Reddit is. Well, okay, Doc, tell me what Reddit is. Describe what Reddit is, please.
I don't think I can explain it to you guys if you haven't figured it out yourselves.
We know what Reddit is. We'll tell you, but I want to hear what
it's
your...
It's a website.
Okay.
So, of what Reddit is.
What does that website house?
People engage in social construct.
Okay.
And
via
what? Comment. Construct.
So, via, you know, Twitter is just tweet, Facebook is in post.
It's text.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not text, no.
It's text. Of course
you
it's
mean like
text.
Phone texting? SMS?
No, I mean text.
Oh, text on the page.
Text on the page.
Holy crap, what
are
you thinking?
They're not texting the message.
What are you thinking? I'm here, like, we're in the same boat, but what are you thinking?
Reddit is basically a giant forum.
It's text message, yeah.
It's a very detailed...
Actually, I don't know what 4chan is, and I don't get Reddit.
I get Reddit. I just find it difficult to navigate.
Yeah, because if
No, I mean, I get the base. I just can't believe people go there.
They'll talk about anything.
That it's that interesting, and I don't know how to navigate it. I guess if you're on there a lot...
It's hard to navigate. It's a community of knowledge, basically. There's so many people on it talking about so many different things that you can find literally anything.
The only thing laid out worse than Reddit is Craigslist.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very,
yes.
And they do that on purpose, though. It's not like it's purposeful the way it's laid out.
Craigslist or Reddit?
Reddit. Both. But Reddit is purposely, it's you know, forums and subreddits and subcategories and people just talking about, you can find anything.
I guess once you're in it and you use it, it makes
people use
sense.
It a lot. I just don't.
But I just, yeah.
One thing, too, is
the whole...
so
old right now.
Because it's almost like... I go to a lot of stuff where I'm getting some headlines or certain websites where I know things are laid out quickly because I don't have as much time as some other people. So even if I knew what topic I wanted to go look for... So you go to Reddit and then... It just feels like
I can't filter through it quick enough.
That too, and by the way, the best videos and the best memes
all come from Reddit.
Or
information or like links or
because
things break, like news breaks on Reddit, you know.
But you know what though? That's got to be just sheer volume.
Yeah,
though.
Well, that's what it is.
You know, it's a clearinghouse.
Like, people, celebrities, and everybody from politicians or whatever will do like an AMA on Reddit.
Yeah, they do.
You can talk to them.
So 4chan is a sub.
Yeah,
it's a subreddit.
Yes.
Yeah. No. It's 4chan? No, that's not.
That's where they started. That's where they told us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, we're trying to decipher exactly what 4chan is.
It's just a message board that you can post images.
That's what Reddit is. Basically, yeah. It's just like Reddit. Reddit is a giant forum.
But it was probably people who used to frequent 4chan who got...
Mm-hmm. And we're saying how we find Reddit difficult to kind of navigate.
Are you under Reddit?
Oh, yeah.
Do you go there a lot?
Oh, yeah.
So you go there directly for... And what do you search out or how do you navigate?
Yeah, because
You can subscribe to certain subreddits and they'll actually like post stuff. Like, for instance, I like to subscribe to... stuff like explain it like I'm five or, you know,
does it explain like you're five?
Yeah, because the whole entire thing is they actually come in and like if there's
boil
a
stories
stuff
down.
Like, just to its core base. So you,
so
know
you can start there
about.
And then figure
right.
it out. Go and
right.
build upwards. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Then I would do something like that.
Right.
But yeah, but the times I've known people who are, you know, rabid Reddit users, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, okay.
Well, my school, Fulcher University, all those super nerds in there, they're all on Reddit, and I'm here in Twitter. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, that's old school. I just don't know how to figure it out. And I'm 27.
But it's
easy.
And
I don't know how to figure it out.
No, I mean, Reddit's super easy once you get it down. And it's the most like if I'm searching for news stories, I go to Reddit. I don't go to Twitter.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. No, Reddit, everything, because everyone's so hungry for these like useless points that you can get on Reddit if you post something successful, right? So everyone's posting like the top news, like instant hits, stuff like that. It's all on Reddit right there.
It's very, I just find it like kind of like a black hole. You know, you just... never-ending category to subcategory to subcategory. And just a lot of... You really got to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. No, you can be overwhelming. Dude, some of the like worst people on the planet can be on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
There are some subreddits that I wouldn't want.
Wait a minute. YouTube comments.
YouTube comments, yes.
That is the lowest of the low. You're telling me...
Oh, no. Reddit comments are actually fun to read. They're fun to read. No, YouTube comments the other... Just yesterday, actually. Did y'all see the VR... like behind the scenes at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yep.
Like
I saw
the
that.
First few comments were like in words and like, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's
F America.
The comments on YouTube posts is like the social media ghetto.
Yeah.
It is like in some
the
weird
vile worst of the worst.
It's like post apocalyptic movies. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It starts with go kill yourself.
Yeah. Right.
You should kill
and
those
it,
that's like
and
the,
then it gets worse.
Right. Yeah. N-word and go
part.
Kill yeah. yourself.
Exactly.
That I hope you get cancer. Those are the first type of comments you get and it gets worse from there.
It is the nasty part of every Ninja Turtle movie.
Which is pretty much all of every.
Yeah, that's
we also have Twitter After Dark. That's a good one, too.
Oh, I love Twitter After Dark.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Hashtag Twitter After Dark.
Doc's a pure soul. He
I don't understand what that is.
That's corrupted yet.
We had another North Korea missile launch on Friday,
Monday.
Saturday. No, it was Monday their time, Sunday ours.
Sunday our time.
Sunday our, because they're about 13 hours ahead of us. It's looking pretty bad. This makes the, like, 12th in since the first of the year
Yeah, and it's the third one successfully in a row. Yeah.
Right. And they're going farther. They're targeting them closer to places like Japan, and they're developing their technology to carry larger and larger warheads.
Yep.
It's not looking good. Based on this, the one that happened over the weekend, it actually fell within the Sea of Japan and within their economic waters zone. There, the waters where they have trade and ships come back and forth, which is a clear violation. And on top of the hack that they were likely a part of as well, I don't know if we're going to avoid doing something. I just don't know what that something is. Everybody says if we do something, militarily speaking, that a lot of people are going to die. It's going to be catastrophic. Yeah. And the stupid part in from Kim Jong-un, he will die within days.
Yeah.
If he does something and launches on Japan, South Korea, American citizens, American soil, this is not going to be a, you're going to be held up in some place for, you know, 10 years while you fight the war. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Osama bin Laden where you get out and we have to track you down. You are going to be killed. Your family is all going to be killed. Everybody in your crazy ass administration is going to be killed within days.
Yeah.
No, hours.
I agree.
So you don't gain anything by killing the 50,000 South Koreans or something that you're going to launch on.
That's what you hope he thinks.
Yeah, but he is insane. He doesn't know that. He is insane, though.
Right. Out of his mind.
It's the Shia LaBeouf thing.
Yeah. Is that country Shia LaBeouf?
Right.
Yeah.
He is
in charge of the country.
That's it. That's exactly it.
We talked about it when we were preparing for the show, that when you have enough people that feed you, you're great, you're good, you're about to
yes,
believe
man.
You're
you believe
a god.
You believe it.
You're going to come out of this
yes.
thing.
Yes.
And it's not going to happen that way. If some sort of attack does happen, look for it around noon, 1 o'clock Eastern time. That would be overnight their time. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to do something in the near future, it'll be today, tomorrow, the next day. Otherwise, it could take a while longer. More on that coming up in the Glenn Beck program today.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
Okay, Chris, I need you to look something up for me.
All right, go for it.
Look up Romans 1:18 through 32.
Romans
1:18. I say this because a guy included a quote in a local newspaper. They were, you know, discussing something, and it was specifically about atheists and anyone who chooses to do wrong.
Okay.
Local newspaper in Niceville, Florida. And the guy writes, with regards to atheists, anyone who chooses to do wrong, the verse in Romans 1:18 through 1:32 states, when men and women deny God in order to do wicked and perverted things, and they know full well the punishment that awaits them, all praise the glory of God. It was actually a quote from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Which is actually the guy who wrote it's an atheist, and it's not pro-religion. But I don't know if he screwed it up or he was messing with other people. You think he was messing with other people?
I think he screwed up.
You think he screwed it up?
I think he screwed it up. Because, by the way, 18 to 32, it's like...
It's a huge... It's an
like
entire
six
page
paragraphs.
Worth. Yeah.
Okay, it's not one. Did it say anything like that?
No, not even close. Like, I'm showing you here. This is 18 to 32. There's a lot of text in there.
Yeah, that's
not...
It'd take a segment to read.
Wow. That's some craziness there. You guys...
You know, because here, you know, like it says 23, in exchange for the glory of the mortal God, the images made for to the look of mortal human and being birds and humans and reptiles.
Yeah, that's not like... Maybe the pages got stuck together. Or the books got stuck. It wouldn't
so it
be in the same...
So from 18 to page 132?
That, or to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, two pages.
Maybe it's like an online thing and it skipped over to it or something like that. That sounds like a pretty
big
fail there.
You know, because it says here, there are ways of doing evil, they disobey their parents.
But you know what's bad is that many people, even Christians, would have bought it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good quote.
It's great.
Quotes. You can quote, and people never look them up.
No.
No.
And even if they do, even if you get the person that's like, guys, that's wrong, 99% of the people, everybody else has not, and it just falls on deaf ears.
One of the most famous unquote, or like quotes that wasn't a quote, right, was from Pulp Fiction, right? Whole entire spiel that Samuel L. Jackson gives.
Oh, the whole, when before he kills the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not in the Bible.
That's not in the Bible.
I think maybe like one or two lines, but that whole thing, the way he says it, is not in the Bible.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing line, right? Yeah. Like the entire thing, that spiel that he does, but it's not in the Bible.
There's all kinds of founding father quotes. There's quotes that are attributed to people that we don't know who said it. Mm-hmm. There's, in fact, the one Ben Franklin one about those who see temporary safety, give up personal freedoms for temporary safety. Yeah. I think that's the one. I could be wrong, but I think that's the one that they can't directly attribute to him. Mm-hmm. There's another one about, and supposedly John Adams said this and several other founding fathers, something about, I am a fighter, a soldier, so my sons can be farmers, so their sons can be philosophers, mm-hmm. and it's like that. Mm-hmm. And they don't know who said it, but they attribute it to
quote,
them.
Though.
Yeah.
That's a good
and there's
quote.
Various versions of it, but yeah. And then, but the whole thing is cyclical, though, too. It becomes cyclical.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's, we should test that. We should just start putting out some quotes.
Too. Okay.
Just start quoting the Bible and just see if people just.
Yeah. And well, the thing about the Bible, it's so big and there's, you know,
how
so many.
How big is it?
Well, yeah. And all you have to do is just put Leviticus at the end of it. People are like, there it is.
Wait, why don't we just quote Darwin, quote unquote, and see if the atheists buy it? Because people are always playing pranks on the Christians.
Yeah.
You know, they're the easy group. What are they going to do? Blow you up and throw you off the top of a building because you're gay?
They're the easy group.
Let's reverse course and see if we can do it to the
atheists. You want to get them quoting something that isn't legit. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, I mean, even parts of, what's his book? The Species, Origin of the Species.
Origin of the Species.
Yeah. They bring up thoughts and ideas that don't really exist in it.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole environmental movement is built on those things too, you know? You're the flat earther if you don't automatically believe the scientists, which, by the way, back in the day, it was scientists that were telling us the earth was flat.
Right. Yeah.
It's actually the scientific method is standing up and saying, this is not proven. It's never proven. You keep fighting.
And there's one thing that drives me insane. Like Bill Nye will do this. Well, he'll come out and say, look, 98% of scientists agree with me. All right. Look, science isn't about, having everyone agree with
you. We all agree, right? Then it's the rule. Then it's true.
Am I correct?
The moon is made of green cheese. Are we all in agreement?
Can we send people to jail who don't agree with us? Is that okay? No, that's not how it works.
And that's what the flat earthers were.
Yes, yes.
People believed it was first. I mean, it was scientists. It was everybody. Yeah. Now, some people eventually said, wait a minute. Turns out they were right, but
the world is round. Go figure. But science does not work off consensus. One guy, an entire room of people can agree that the sky is green, all right? But if there's one guy who thinks that the sky is blue, and
give him a beatdown.
Kill him.
Right, that's the...
Destroy.
Kill him. He's right, but kill him.
Do you know there's still a flat earther society?
People that still argue.
That still think it's...
Shut up.
I'm not kidding you.
There's a resurgence, and it seems to have some like root in celebrities who...
Yeah.
Like Shaq or something.
You can bet it's probably tied to Scientology somehow. It's probably in there as well.
Tom Cruise heading back.
Probably involved somehow.
Do they also have a society where they say that everything revolves around the Earth?
They actually... Yeah. There are some people who argue for that still.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there's a few celebrities who think it revolves around them, too. So,
wow.
But I'm
one of them is in here.
He's in here. Listen, Cal is right here. Okay. Thank you.
Don't ruin your makeup.
Okay, got a list from a job finding website, the 7 words that make you sound less confident in emails. And shockingly, it's not the 7 words you're not allowed to say on radio. Because I think those may benefit you now. Okay, and give me a word that in email, everyday stuff, not like the pad your resume stuff. Like
maybe.
I was just going to say
that's
maybe.
That's one of them. Boom, maybe. That's one of them. Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really solid. Any others?
Words that, say again, the words that...
That make you sound less confident in emails or
listening.
Resumes.
He wasn't listening.
I was Googling.
He does this constantly.
I did not do this constantly.
Oh, I talked to his wife over the weekend.
You did?
And she's like...
Here we go.
I was like... Does Cal ever not listen? She goes, oh my.
Are you really going to listen to my wife about this? Like, what does your wife say about you that's untrue?
That's offensive.
Not true. I'm the one. I was getting like confirmation on it.
Say, oh, he never listens when he actually. We talk about this all the time. the miscommunication.
We've learned it in here. We just wanted to know if you did it at home as well. So
no, I just thought that. No, listen, I'll be like doing actual work and research or something like.
And
do
not
this,
listening.
Do this right now. And it's not like, listening. Okay, I didn't get an update on what's
all
going
right, so
on.
Maybe, the seven words that make you sound less confident in emails are on your resume. Maybe's one of them.
Possibly.
Probably. They probably. Have.
What about? Like. Is like one of the words?
No, but it should be because people use it all the time. I would also think so because we've gotten the habit of starting everything with so.
LOL?
No, extra word. So probably is one of them. Maybe is one of them. Let's see what the other one is. Sorry.
These are words on people's resumes?
In job description. It says emails or resumes, but it's also like in the description, whatever. Probably would be like, or maybe would be some things that... you would put more like
so
in the
sorry,
description.
Sorry is one, but not like apologies or something.
Right.
Like, okay.
Exactly. Try.
Okay. I can see that one.
Yeah, try. That and that fits more in the resume category than to try to do this always with a firm.
I try to build a better platform, but it did not work.
Just. Right. Just want to give you an example there. I just want to check if you have any feedback on a copy I sent over.
How's that? I
can see that.
Just following up on my last email, seeing if you got my resume.
That one always makes it. It sounds weak to me.
Yeah,
like, I always avoid it. I'm just doing this. It's like, hey,
because it's trying to be like, I don't want to annoy you, but remember me.
As opposed
I don't want
to just
annoying.
Asking for something. You're justifying
just coming in
your email. Try would be like, I'll try to edit the article sent to me, something like that. Think. I think we should check the patient's white blood cell count, or I think we should do this.
And that's. Okay.
They say it's better to use, like, in my opinion, personally, something like
this. I believe.
Right. Whatever.
Okay,
I saw the client's complaints about whatever, blah, blah. I don't see that one a lot. You're just a...
That's usually more of like, you say whatever. Whatever.
I don't really think that's a big one, to be honest with you.
I mean, that's a, you're just not giving them any information. The way they wrote it. I saw the client's complaint about whatever and...
In the yada yada.
I'm not seeing like the whole anti-confidence thing there, though.
That's just being a jerk. Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Whatever. So sorry, maybe, whatever, think, try, probably, and just. Probably want to avoid those. What you don't want to avoid is Relief Factor, especially if you have chronic pain. If you or a loved one has chronic pain, you definitely want to try Relief Factor if you want to get rid of the pain. I've tried it. Cal's tried it. Chris, Brad, a bunch of people around here, and a bunch of people in our audience, families. Including Jay and Linda both tried.
I've got constant pain in both knees and in my left hip.
It's just been miserable pain, and I would just endure it until I was almost in tears and crawling along the backside of the couch for support.
So I ordered it, and Linda came home, and I said, I got this for us. In about 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks for both of us, we noticed the difference.
All of a sudden, I had to start thinking, when was the last time I really felt that sciatica pull? When was the last time I was very uncomfortable by the end of the day?
It has made a difference just the way I get up out of bed and getting out of a chair.
Try it today. You can get a 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95, and all you have to do is go to relieffactor.com. It's a quick start pack, just $19.95. It'll get you three weeks. Most people see results 7 to 10 days, so that's plenty to give you the relief you're looking for from your chronic pain. And all you have to do, relieffactor.com. You can also call them 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 or relieffactor.com.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network!
Alrighty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned the people of New Jersey owe Jack Lemmon a big thanks today. And probably still. Their lives.
Still. I don't see
a great actor and a great fighter for personal safety and the safety of power plants everywhere. We learned at Baptist churches it's difficult to distinguish between the worshipers and the gunmen.
Yes.
I mean, it's very, very close, you know, certainly at the beginning. We learned my wife may have burgled a sandwich shop this weekend. And finally, we learned if your feminist superhero uses jewelry to fight crime, you're doing it wrong. See, you want them to fight on the same grounds as everybody else. That's how it works. And maybe not with jewelry or lingerie. Cal, spinning the dials radio style from Dallas, Texas this morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned choosing Wonder Woman as a symbol for girl power is pretty much the same as choosing a slutty porn star, scantily clad, wearing shiny jewelry.
Yeah.
That's kind of the same. I learned Kim Jong-un is the Shia LaBeouf of the Pacific Territories.
Yes, and we can confirm that.
And I learned that a close nuclear threat happened in New Jersey, or it was just another Tuesday in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my question, though, about that. And you lived in New Jersey for a long time.
Yes, I did.
How do you tell if there's been a nuclear disaster in New Jersey?
I don't know. It's just
that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're like, hey, there's been a nuclear.
Hey, look, it smells exactly the weird.
It smells weird. Look, the people are really odd. People are being
killed. We still have Chris Christie.
It's pretty much the same.
Okay, Tuesday.
Kirk, spinning the dials, radio style, Dallas, Texas morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
What I learned today, I think Brad got me a rat hat. This thing is really, really itchy right now.
Looks good on you, though.
But it's a rat hat from near the Alamo.
Yes.
Not
picked up on the
at
side of
the Alamo,
road,
but
sure.
Near the Alamo, exactly. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
Well, you got fake Chris Cruz learning Twitter after dark. It's just Jeffy 24/7.
That's not good.
The C42 also learning the Morning Blaze. True needs are all heavily taxed: fast food, gas, and alcohol.
I know. What's next?
Wow, those are.
Air.
Those are necessities, and those are all taxed. Yeah. You're right, depending on where you are. That's a
TMB
really good point.
TMB listener 867-5309.
Okay, everybody's laughing at that. Do you know what that is? 867-5309.
What is that for?
That's a song.
It's a song.
That's why the way you said it was like 867-5309. Well, yeah. I mean, they're not laughing at you. They're just, it was funny because you didn't have any of the say, like, rhythm for it.
Sorry. He says, feminist sounds as if they're feminism. I will say they're more like feminine-less.
Oh, feminine-less.
Feminist.
Feminine-less.
Feminine-less.
I get you there.
Alliteration.
And Nicholas Culver.
It probably sounded better coming from somebody other than Chris. That's one of those ones. That
Nicholas Culver also learned there's no limit to the amount of crap on the first day back to work.
Nope.
Wow, that is true, especially this place or whatever. It was just a weird weekend for everybody.
And Alpha Florida John Boy tweeting out, Doc Thompson stands up for intern. What the interns do for him, still up for grabs.
Well, I mean, we're open. We're open to it. I'm just saying, you know, you want to help out in certain ways. Sure, absolutely. It's all the little guy.
And Danny finally learning what I learned today. The show may be over, but not the fun. The fun continues.
That's right. So we got another 3 hours on the Glenn Beck radio program as well. And speaking of the little guy, we're going to be discussing that as well because we have a Veterans Administration, a VA update. Remember, use that hashtag, fix the VA. It's not good. I'll give you that tip off right now. It's not going to be good. Right. That's going to be really, really bad. All right, starting with those new numbers on procrastination today. What else? We'll get to those tomorrow, but what else do we have coming up tomorrow?
Our Food Biz Pro joins the show. Celeb Chef Patrick Mosier going to talk about some
trying to get him in house next week at this time.
So he can make us food?
Next week I'll be in for Pat and Stu. You'll be with me, whatever. Yeah, exactly. So
he can make us food.
Exactly. That's what it is. So we're planning that next week. So we're on for Glenn today, and then tomorrow or later today, who's in for Pat and Stu? Is that Brad?
Yeah. Yes.
I think Brad is doing some Pat and Stu stuff with... Who's with him? Do we know? Carrie, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Or Caleb. Know.
Maybe Caleb. Anyways, that's coming up today. Pat and Stu at the Blaze TV. Just go to theblaze.com/TV. What do we have coming up in the Glenn Beck program?
It's a good question.
I already told you. I just told you what it was. We're going to talk about the VA.
So why are you asking me?
I was testing to see if you're listening. All right. The Morning Blaze is today a Chris Cruz production. Six Semper Tyrannus.
Trying to mess with me.
Good night, Steve Cannon, wherever you are. Anyang, now you go home.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing this. We'll see you in a minute.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.